I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I can feel the chains falling. I'm glad that in the midst of my trials, in the midst of tests, I can say I feel the chains falling. Is there anybody here that's been through something and you know God moves? Hallelujah. Eternal and everlasting God, our Lord and our Savior, how thankful we are that you have taught us through your word that you never leave us alone. And though we have seen the lightning flashing, heard the thunder roaring, felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I've heard the voice of Jesus telling me to still fight on. Thank you, our God, that you never left us alone. You give us strength for the day's tasks, and we're thankful. We pray now, our God, that you would be with us in the spoken word. Thank you for looking beyond my faults and seeing the needs of the people as well as my needs. Now use me as an instrument of your peace and of your love. Bless now the people who have come that to hear a word from on high. We pray your blessings upon this family reunion for the joy that they shared on yesterday. Bless their future. We pray for their children. As they grow, may they grow in wisdom and knowledge and a better understanding of who God is. Bless now this choir that has lifted their voices and praise this day. Thank you for these musicians. Thank you for these deacons who have walked the floor, trustees who have ensured that the bills were paid. Bless now all that we do. In the name of Christ, we pray. The people of God who love God said amen. Amen. And those who were not afraid shouted hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now, help me. Hallelujah. 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 There's a word for us that comes out of the book of Psalms. Psalm 84. It's in Psalm 84 that we find the words for our text. Let me share with you some thoughts about the purpose for the writing of the Psalms, the authors, the date, and the setting, and the key person. The purpose for the writing of the Psalms was to provide poetry for the experience and for the expression of praise, worship, and confession to God. The authors, David wrote 73 psalms. Asaph wrote 12. The sons of Korah wrote 9. Solomon wrote 2. Heman with the sons of Korah and Ithan and Moses each wrote 1. And 51 psalms are considered anonymous. But when you read in Acts chapter 4 and verse 25 and Hebrews 4 and 7, you read they contribute this to the writings of David. They're written, the Psalms are written before, between the time of Moses, around 1443 BC, and the Babylonian captivity in 586 BC. The setting, for most part, the Psalms were not intended to be narrations of historical events. However, they often parallel events in history, such as David's flight from Saul and his sin with Bathsheba. The key person in the Psalms is David, and David helps us to understand that God is good, and that God is merciful, and that God is forgiving. Brings me to our text, and let me read our text from the Life Application Bible for students. And we find in our text today, Psalm 84, verses 4 through 11. But let me share with you verses 1 and following. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yea, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow nests for himself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they passed through the valley of Baca, they made it a spring. The rain also covereth with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, 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 trusting in God is good inspiration for life's journey. Trusting in God is good inspiration for life's journey. Most of us need some motivation to do some things, and most of us are inspired by the Word of God. God's Word inspires us to be all that we can be. We know that we are created in the very image and the very likeness of God, that God blew into our nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And since our soul is within us, and since we are living souls, we long to be in the presence of God. That's why the author of our text writes to say to us, and to say to God, how good it is, how pleasant it is, how enjoyable it is to be in thy tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. He then says, my soul longs, my soul hungers, and my soul almost faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God. He says the living God because in that time, in David's time, there were those who worship idol gods. Why worship an idol god? Why worship a god made by the hands of man? A god that has a head but cannot think. A god that has eyes but cannot see. A god that has mouth but cannot speak. A god that has ears but cannot hear. A god that has hands but cannot help you. A god that has feet but cannot lead you. Why would you serve an idol god? A god with no life, a god with no power. That's why he says, I serve the true and living God. Is there anybody here that knows something about the true and living God? He lives among us. He walks among us. He talks with us. He tells we that we are his own, and the joy that we share no other has ever known, because it's a personal relationship between God and myself. I don't know about you, but I'm inspired by the word of God. When I read God's word, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm inspired by that. When I read God's word where it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I'm inspired by that. When I read that, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. I'm preaching already here. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I am inspired. Life is not a 100-yard dash. Life is a journey. Life is filled with miles, and sometimes those miles are filled with trials. Most of us know something about trials. Most of us know something about being tested. Is there anybody here that's ever been tested? Is there anybody here that's ever been had trials? Let me share with you three things about inspiration for life's journey. The first that I want to share with you is that we will encounter various trials. James 1 and 2 says, consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. Why should I, on my way to heaven, rejoice when trials come into my life? Trials come to make me strong. Trials come to teach me to trust in Christ. Trials come to teach me to trust in God. If I never had a problem, how would I know that God could solve it? If I never been sick, how would I know that God is a healer? If I never had unemployment, how would I know that God will provide for my every need? He sends the test in our lives that we may know who he is and that we may trust him. I like what 1 Peter 4 and 12 says. Don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through. Can I share with you the first thing? God is with us in our trials to bring us through. Trials are the common thread that unites us. When you get through with one, chances are that there's another one coming. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Ask Job. Job will tell you, I heard about the death of my children, and then I heard about the death of my cattle, and then sickness came upon my body, and all of that, I still praise God. When you're going through your trials, when you're going through your sickness, don't give up. Listen to what the text says. I shall live, I shall not die, because I trust in God. I know he's a way maker. I know that he will bring me through, because he's already promised that he would bring me through and that he would go with me. For he said, the Bible says, he knows our trials and he's been through what we are going through. Trials are the common thread that unites us. When you get through one with one,
you're looking at another. But don't curse God. Praise God. And then say to God, though you slay me, though you tear me to pieces, though it looks like I'm going to hell, I come to realize that I will trust you. Though you slay me, yet will I put my trust in you. Yet will I praise your name. I'm sick, but I'm still saying God can heal this body. So my brothers and sisters, know that God is with us when we're going through our trials. Why did James not say if, but he said when you encounter trials? When you encounter trials, know that God will bring you through. Trials come in various categories. They are physical, emotional, financial, and relational. It is not one size fits all. Some trials are shocking, like the unexpected death of a loved one. Others are more drawn out, like a trial played out in public, like an acrimonious divorce or a prolonged illness. Some trials are played out in public, while others are played out in our own private life. Some trials come because of my mistake, and then some trials come because of the mistake of others. But trials do come, and they are on every hand. But thanks be to God that He's promised never to leave us alone. Trials come. Secondly, they come to test our faith. You remember Abraham, first called Abram in chapter 12 of Genesis. God speaks to him and tells him to leave his family. Oh, yeah, family, sometimes we got to leave you so we can do what God say do. Are y'all not walking with me? Sometimes our family holds us back. Sometimes our family do not understand God's will and God's purpose for our lives. And they say, no, you're not going to do that. You remember when Saul had sinned and God had fired him, and he didn't know he was fired. And God sent Samuel down to find a king. You remember how Jesse marched all his boys before the man of God, but the oil did not fall on them. So he said, is there another? Well, I got this young whippersnapper. I got this young kid that's tending the sheep. He said, bring him. His father rejected him. His father did not think that he was capable. But can I help you here? God does not look at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. It ought to be somebody here that folk have rejected you and said that you couldn't do the job. But God said, that's my man. That's my woman. And now you sit in corporate America because God said it was possible. And because you trusted God, God loved you so until He allowed you to take a position of leadership. Can I say something to those of us who sit behind corporate desks? You're not there because you're so smart. You're not there because of your cognitive skills. You're there because God has placed you there to make a difference. There's somebody down below you that's waiting for you to reach down and pull them up. Is there anybody here that's willing to pull somebody up? For you see, you will always be there. You don't have any bootstraps strong enough, powerful enough to pull you up. It's because of the grace of God. It's because of the mercy of God. It's because of the compassion of God that you are where you are. When I look back over my shoulder and see from whence I've come, I know I didn't make it by myself. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody gave me a word of encouragement. Someone overlooked my faults and saw my needs. There ought to be somebody here that's willing to say thank you for looking over my faults. Trials come to test our faith. Abraham had to leave his father and his mother and go out into a land that God would tell him of. And then God promised him a son named Isaac. I can see Isaac in my sanctified imagination running around the camp saying, I am the son of the promise. I am of the seed of Abraham. And God had said to Abraham, I will bless your seed, and your seed will multiply. It will be so great that it will be more than the stars of the sky. It will be more than the grain of the sea. Don't know about you, but I picked up some grain the other day, and I tried to count the grain, but I decided, well, I can't count this. Can I help you here? God sends us blessings that we cannot count. Every day we live, God sends us a blessing. Thank God for the blessings. When I look back and see from whence I've come, I can't count the blessings that God has given me. Blessings to live, blessings to go to school, blessings to graduate, blessings to stand in the sanctuary and preach His word. Every day is a blessing. Every day is a new blessing. No matter what you think about your day, thank God for the day. Thank God for raising you up this morning. Thank God for standing and sending you on your way. Every day is a day of blessing. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. It ought to be somebody to join me today saying thank you for all that you've done for me. Thank you for the trials that have come my way. I can see in my sanctified imagination a man, Abraham's son, running around the camp praising God. And I can see Abraham looking out the tent door saying, that's my boy. But in that 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis, Søren Kierkegaard calls it the leap of faith, that Abraham is being tested by God. The Bible now says, now God did test Abraham. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God will test you. God will try you. But thanks be to God, He'll never let you down. He'll never leave you. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, yeah. The Bible says that He told Abraham, now take thy son Isaac, the one that you love, the son of a promise. Take him to a mountain that I will tell you of. And I want you to offer him as a sacrifice. Well, the Lord could have called for a lamb, but He really wanted to test Abraham. Abraham had sheep. Abraham had goats. Abraham had cattle. He could have required of a bull, but He said, give me Isaac, the one that you love. Can I tell you something? God will test you with the one that you love. He'll cause the one that you love to become sick. He'll call the one that you love to become unemployed. But God is just working to see how much you love Him. Don't know about you, but my testimony is I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. And long as I live and trouble rise, I will run, I'll hasten to His throne. The Bible said, He said, now take Isaac, the one that you love, go to a mountain that I will tell you of. Isaac, on the way, asked his dad, Daddy, I see the wood for the burnt offering. I see the fire for the burnt offering, but where is the lamb? I like Abraham's faith. Abraham stepped over what was to be and what should have been and said, my son, God will provide Himself a lamb. Is there anybody here that know that God will provide? God will provide Himself a lamb. He's provided for me and He's provided for you. You're sitting there saying, I don't know what you're talking about. I made it on my own, but thank God that He still blesses. Even when you don't give Him credit, He's still blessing. I hear the boy saying, Daddy, we got everything, but where is the lamb? And I hear Abraham saying to his son, my son, God will provide. Takes him to the place, ties him down, ties his hands, pull out his knife to kill his son. But then, God watches to see how far you will go. And he dismissed an angel. Angel came down and said, hold your peace. God has seen that you're willing to sacrifice all that you have for the glory of God. And the Bible said that the angel said, there's a ram caught in the thickets. Oh, yes, sacrifice him. Can I help you here? There is a lamb caught in the thicket. His name is Jesus. He was, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Without him, there was nothing thing made that was made. And Jesus came all the way from heaven, spent 33 years tabernacling on this earth, worked in the carpenter's shop and made houses. But one writer said he used to make crosses. And I believe the Bible said he died on a cross. The songwriter said an old rugged cross. That means that cross had been around a long time. I tell you, I'm glad for the sacrificial lamb named Jesus who died on my behalf. He substituted for me. I should have died on the cross, but because God loved me so that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have life everlasting. Jesus said, if you build me a body, I'll go. Left heaven, came to earth, walked the dusty streets of Jerusalem, giving sight to the blind, making the lame to walk. I heard him say to a man who had been by the pool for 38 years, you suffered long enough. I got another plan for you. Will thou be made whole? Yes. I want to be made whole. Yes. I want to walk. Yes. I want to praise you in the sanctuary. Yes. Yes. I want to walk. If you want to be made whole, take up your bed and walk. The Bible said he took up his bed. Josephus said he ran through the city. Somebody said, why you running on a Sabbath with your bed in your hand? I wished I would have been that man. I would have said, for 38 years, you said nothing to me. 38 years, you let me lay there by the pool. But a man named Jesus. A man named Jesus, the Son of the Living God, he came, and now I'm walking, now I'm running, and on my way to the church house, I'm on my way to the temple, so I can praise him. And I don't know about you, but I can praise God for what he's done for me. Don't know what he's done for you, but I do know what he's done for me. Is there anybody here that's willing to tell somebody, you don't know my praise. You don't know why I'm giving God the glory. He's done so much for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I help you here? Can I help you on your journey? Know that you're going through trials, but God has another plan for you. God has your name on a blessing. Ask Lazarus, he'll tell you, my situation was dead. I was in the grave for 4 days, but this man named Jesus, my friend Jesus, he stood by the grave and called me and said, Lazarus, I'm going to make your situation better. Is there anybody here that's been dead in spirit, but God made your situation better? Is there anybody here that didn't have a praise, but God gave you a praise, and your praise is, I let live. The doctor said I would die, but I said, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live. And so you're living now 5 years beyond your point of death, because Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly.
And then let me share something with you about death. When I die, that's not the end. That's not the end. God has a new chapter. He has a new place for me in glory. And so I'm glad that I know that on my journey in life, I shall have some trials. But I'm glad to know that God walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I am his own. And the joy that we share, no other has ever known. Hallelujah. 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 I can go through life knowing that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not go. I can go through life knowing that in the valley of the shadow of death, that's not the end. For he anoints my head with oil. Hey. He makes my enemies my footstool. Can I tell you something else? When I get there, and I am going there. I don't know about you, but I'm going. I don't know about you, but I'm going. Because I've been sending up timber every day, praying and reading God's word every day. And guess what? When my feet strike Zion, go shout hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. He's worthy of all of our praise and all of our thanksgiving. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm going through. I'm going through on my journey. Trials come, but Christ walks with me. The Holy Spirit is there to guide me. Thanks be to God for the power of the Almighty God. The door to my Father's house is standing wide open. We invite you to come, to give of your soul, to give of your best to the Master. Trials test our faith. Abraham's faith was tested. God has appointed another future for me. Hallelujah. Cain killed Abel. But guess what? God gave Adam and Eve another son. God has appointed another future. Church is standing. The door to my Father's house is standing open. We invite you to come. You may come by letter, by Christian experience, a candidate for baptism. Come on, say it. Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Come on and praise him.
God bless you. We see you coming. Come on, church. We see him coming. Come on, come on, come on. They're coming to Christ. They're coming to be part of the body of Christ that we call Second Baptist.
Say, I know he's worthy.
They all. Come on, help. Say,
I know his word.
His word. Come on, he's worthy to be praised.
from the going down, from the rising of the sun.
Sun to the going down.
Worthy. You may be seated.